Master Prophet James T. Johnson went through the school of hard knocks, but through the grace of God was given the power to break witchcraft, rid an environment of evil, and perform exorcism, thereby defeating the supernatural forces that can destroy a person's life. He is a deliverance preacher. He understands how evil incarnates, reincarnates, and invades the mind, body, and the soul. He can quite literally speak to the dead and can interview these disturbing, deceased spirits causing you harm. If you have a problem, an evil incarnation invading your home, your body, or someone you know, call in and speak to Bishop Johnson live at 888-429-5471.
Good afternoon. This is Bishop Johnson, and this is Prophetic House of God Ministry. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon for this broadcast. And for those of you out there, when I get started here, if you have any questions, you can call me and ask your question at 888-429-5471. I'm going to say that again so you can get that. If you have any questions on the topic I'm going to be speaking on today, call in at 888-429-5471. Okay, hope that you have that. We'll repeat it again in just a little bit. And once again, thank you so much for joining me. I am Bishop Johnson, and this is Prophetic House of God Ministry. And today, we're going to be talking about demons, because I am a deliverance preacher. Yes, I'm an exorcist. I'm a real exorcist. And my job and what I do on a daily basis, whether if it's through Skype, internet, or in person, I've even done it over the phone, I cast out demons. That's what I do. I do it with joy. I've been doing it for many, many years. And a lot of people out there are demon-possessed, and some of them know it, and some of them don't know it. So we're going to be talking about today how to identify that if you don't know it. Okay? Number one, I want to make sure that everybody knows that I am a minister of the gospel for Jesus, whether if you believe in Jesus or not. That's your business, not mine. We know that people have their different purposes in life and what they believe in. I'm not here to knock anything that you believe in. I'm just speaking on who I believe in. Okay? And we're going to come from a scripture out of the Bible, Ephesians 6 and 12, where it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of wickedness in high places. Okay? That's the basis of what we're dealing with on planet Earth, okay? A lot of people out there, 95% of them, are born demon-possessed, and they don't know it. Matter of fact, mother probably don't know it, but most of them get in through the mother's womb because of the mother's sin, or generational curses, or through some form of voodoo or witchcraft that mother or grandmother could have been in, or grandfather or father, these spirits transfer. And once they get in, they're in. And they are not going to leave just because you just say leave. You're going to have some form of authority from God, which is the God that I serve, which is Jesus, okay? Now, we're going to look at Matthew 10:1, and it says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Without this power, which is the Holy Ghost, Acts 1:8, when you receive power, you receive it over the enemy and over scorpions and over serpents. without this authority, you cannot cast out demons. And I would tell people, don't try it, don't fool with it, because you can get possessed, okay? I've been doing this for many, many years, and this call came about to me. I'm not going to say accidentally. Nothing is an accident when it comes to God, but unconsciously. I've been a preacher for over 20 years, and it's just been the last 10 years that I've been casting out devils, and I've not met one yet that can withstand the power that God has given me. When I say God, I want to iterate, I mean Jesus, okay? That's who I worship and believe in. And we're going to talk a little bit more about when these demons, when they're in you, they're not coming out until someone like myself forces it out. A lot of Christians believe that when they say, I do to God, which is Jesus, they think and believe from the churches telling them, hey, if you had anything evil in you, it's gone. That's not true. That's not true at all. 9 times out of 10, what's going to happen is you're going to be, you're going to have the Holy Spirit there, and you're going to have the demon there as well. And they're going to be in two different parts of the body, okay? And Satan's job, which the devil, he's going to try to grab a hold of your soul. And in some cases, I've seen him do it. First thing he does is try to kill them. Okay, and then it's my job, because I do this so easily, is to break the curses, make the demon renounce the curses so he can take the latch off that soul so that he can be cast out. And he doesn't really want to do that. But like I said, it's a growing process. When I first started, it was a little tough, but as time went along, it got easier and easier and easier. And as I said, people, 95% of the people that are born are born demon-possessed, okay? Now, let's explain that so that you can understand. It doesn't mean you're going to hurt somebody. When you hear the word demon, oh, they got a demon. They're going to kill and hurt somebody. No, that's not true, because 95% of the people walking around right now got demons. That's the truth be told. Your mother could have a demon. Your father, your wife, your husband, your kids could have demons. And it doesn't mean they're going to bother someone or hurt someone. It's just according to how it's threatened. Now, someone like myself, if I'm around and you have a demon spirit, there's a 50-50 chance it's going to act up. Okay? 50% chance that it will, 50% chance that it won't. Okay? It's just according to what God wants. And the demon knows his time. I've had devils tell me, it ain't my time, prophet. I ain't coming out. So when he says that, and if God rectifies that to me, then I won't even bother him. But remember, he's a liar. So you have to have the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, to know exactly what's going on. Now, we're going to get back to folks with demons, and a lot of people have them. If you are highly anointed, you're going to notice their eyes are going to look different. It's going to look different. You'll know them. You're going to know them watching you. They're not going to let up. They're going to keep watching you. They're not going to like you. And if you are as in tune as I am, you're going to understand and know that it's him. It's very important that you know that it's him, because you're going to be wondering why this certain person don't like you. And a lot of you are going through it right now. Why this person don't like me? And you ain't just got to be no Christian person per se to have a demon against you, because the Bible says in John 10:10, he came to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's why Ephesians 6:12 says, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of wickedness in high places, okay? So the game that we're playing is already won. You just got to know it. That's why the Bible says, it didn't give you spirit of fear, false evidence appearing real. When you get fear, your power goes down. If you don't have fear, it's up. Okay? What I do is, because I have the authority, I'm an exorcist, a Catholic word, I'm a deliverance preacher, so those that go to the normal churches, I am a deliverance preacher, and I have the authority when I deal with folks who are possessed, all I have to say is, who are you? And that thing will come up and talk. There are times that, you know, he'll try to hide and not immediately talk to me, or the people I'm dealing with, they might want to try to hold it, but it will come up and talk. And I will have a conversation with the devil, as I do every day. We have a conversation just like you and I are having right now, which is very simple. When I first started this, it was a little scary, but after a few times, I got the hang of it, after understanding the scripture that we have the power. So he has to answer everything I ask him. The first thing I'm going to ask him is, what is your name? How'd you get in this body? How long have you been in this body? Your purpose for this body and the bloodline. And he's going to tell me everything. Being who I am, I have a pen and paper because they're always sitting across from me. Unless we're standing, we're going through some things. He's going to answer me. I'm the DA. You know, the DA's job is to indict people. That's their job. I'm the DA to the devil. Okay? I'm going to indict him. You know, when you're indicted for a crime, you go to jail. So I'm going to put him in hell instead of jail. Okay? He's going to answer my questions. There are times he's going to try not to answer it, but you know, I can all easily say, angel of God, stab the devil. You know, he'll stab him and he'll scream like somebody shot him. This is the authority that I'm working with. And he'll, after I do that, he'll answer my questions. And you'll be surprised, people, how he's getting in your bodies. And if it was not for Christ, you wouldn't live no simple life as some of you live. And I know all of you are not living it simple because I cast out too many demons. A lot of folks are tortured and tormented. And it was not for God, just Jesus. You couldn't have no peace of mind nor get any sleep because he's not going to let up. When the door is open through generational curses, sin, voodoo, witchcraft, voodoo, whatever you want to call it, he's going to get in, he's going to torture you. And he ain't going to stop until someone like myself come along with authority to pull him out. And this is where all this stuff comes in, where people actually believe that there's a such thing called schizophrenia and depression and bipolar. That those are demons. That's their name. I've dealt with them many times. Who are you? Schizophrenia. Who are you? Depression. Who are you? Anxiety. These are demons. That's their name. No medication going to help you. I've seen this thing 100 times. They take this medication. All it does is sedate your flesh and have you just zoned out. And then when the medicine wears off, you're crazy again. You're going nuts. It's a demon spirit. And once he's pulled out, then you're free and you don't have to take that medication anymore. And I, like I said, I'm not telling anyone not to take their medication. You know, that's your business. But that's what's going on. And when he's in, he's in. And he tells me everything. I've learned so much from the devil about him. And I ask him, are you subject to answer me? And he says, yes. I said, why? He said, because you're the Son of God, meaning the Son of Jesus. And you are as well a child of God if you believe it. Okay? Once again, for those of you that have questions and you want to call in, you can call 888-429-5471. Okay? 888-429-5471. Okay? Now, once he's in there and he's not threatened, he's going to keep doing what he's doing until he's threatened, and then it's going to get worse. I've had people on the phone talking to me, start throwing up, pass out, stomach start hurting, something in the stomach start kicking and moving, and all of a sudden he'll come up and say, you can't have them. They're mine. I'm going to kill them. And I'm like, once again, I'm yawning, oh, you again. I mean, I'm so good at this. And the thing is, the Lord loves his people. He's not forgotten his people. I don't think there's very many people like me on this planet that really does this thing to my degree. Once he's in there, like I said, he's not going to come out. And there's a 95% chance I can get him out through Skype internet. The other 5%, you're just going to have to see me in person. There's just nothing I can do. I have to get him in person. His job is to kill you or to destroy everything you touch. Well, you're in, to the point you're in poverty, you can't get out. And a lot of you, you're going through this and you don't know what's going on. okay? You don't know what's going on at all. And I tell you, a very strong way that he tells me that he gets in through people is crying all the time. If you're out there, you cry, you don't know why. You probably have a demon spirit. You're crying all the time for no reason. You just teary-eyed all the time, crying. That's all you do is cry. And you don't know why you cry. It's a spirit. I mean, it's a spirit. And he shouldn't be there. He has to come out so you can stop crying. And I've seen the devil tell me himself, I said, how'd you get in there? He said, I got in at the funeral. They were at their mom's funeral crying. And that's normal, people. That's normal. Don't get me wrong. Now, just because you cried on me, you get no devil. That's not what I'm saying. Okay? But if you cry too long, you weep too long, he going to get in. And when I first started hearing this stuff, it was very weird to me. And I'm like, are you serious? You know, because we all can remember back when we cried. But if you cry too long, he's going to get in, people. And I said, how'd you get in? He said, at the mother's funeral. And I said, well, how long has it been ago? 2 weeks or a week or 3 days or whatever. And so I kind of test the demon. And I'll say, well, what day was that? He'll tell me what day. And I'll say, well, what time it was? He'll tell me the time. Because 9 times out of 10, when that demon comes up in that person, they go down and they don't know what's going on. Because so when we're done, that's why I write everything down and we video record it so you can see it. They don't remember anything. That's kind of like a killer killed some people. Took him to jail, he got there, or she got there, and they said, well, what did I do? What did I do? See, they don't remember because they were straight taken over. But, of course, the law don't care about that. You don't broke the law, which, you know, it comes from the heaven, and you got to go to jail. You got to go before the judge, and the DA going to indict you. As I told you, I'm the DA to the devil. I'm the indictor. I'm going to send you to hell. So that's different degrees of possession. Different degrees of possession. Some people are aware the demon is there, and they go to pray. And you listen to me. When they go to pray, something's speaking through them in unknown language. Or it's speaking the language you hear, but it ain't you. It's another voice coming through you. Or you go to church, start praising God, and that thing starts talking through you because he's upset because you're there. And remember, you have a free will. He just can't make you do anything. It's according to how strong he's in there and through what curse that he got in under. If they throw witchcraft on you, along with the generational curses you already up under, he's going to make you do some things you don't want to do. We pray you and kill your kids. And a lot of people have done it. They've done it. So it's very important to keep a strong prayer life. I've heard the devil tell me that a prayer life can stop him from doing a lot of things. But he still won't be in there. And 9 times out of 10, he still ain't coming out just because you're praying. It's going to take someone like myself to pull him out. And you have to know what you're doing. You have to know the tricks of the trade of this thing. Because if you miss one small thing, he ain't coming out. Because he has to repeat certain things, write certain things, or maybe even drink water. Only water, because he might have did a blood sacrifice. Meaning he killed somebody, or somebody down in the bloodline killed somebody. And drunk blood, so that means that's going up the generational bloodline. So I got to cleanse it through water. Only water. Okay, it's pure. So there are a lot of ways that he's going to get in there, and he's going to stay in there. Okay? And like I said, a lot of people, what you must know and understand, and this is not a focus on anybody who's indifferent or whatever, people who are bisexual, we're just going to say bisexual. We're not going to say anything else. They're going both ways. That's not of God. Okay? And what happened was the demon spirit got in there because of John 10:10. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. It turned you both ways, and you should only go one way. Okay? And once again, nothing against anybody. You know, we love you all. But I'm only giving the explanation of how, why, and where, you know, and what. That's all we're doing, is getting explanations. It's true. If you believe it or not, it's not nothing focused on anybody indifferent. Now, once he gets in, his job is to destroy you. And the first time I ever heard the word destroy was on the cartoon. I was watching, I guess, Batman or Superman when I was a kid. And the villain, he said, I'm going to destroy you. And as I got older, I began to read the Bible. The word destroys in the Bible, and I heard, you know, read it again. And then the third time I heard destroy was from the devil himself. Well, I said, what's your purpose? To destroy you. Destroy this person. And he speaks just as the Bible says about him. Okay? He's not your friend. There are no enemies that you have on this earth at all, except for the devil. That's the only enemy you've got. And he's got God's people fighting against one another about all kind of indifferent things that don't make sense. But you got to be a real Christian to understand what's going on, so you don't be running around mad at somebody because they hate you for one thing. And then you got to hate them back. See, that's wrong. You got to know what's going on. It's the devil. It's nothing else to do with nothing else. You can try to make it something else, but it's only one thing, okay? Now, another way he can get in, obviously, is devil worshiping. We know that. You start devil worshiping, and actually, to me, they are the easier cases than a person who's actually serving God, because they're going to be straight possessed, and that's a good thing for me. Because he's going to roar like a lion, and I'm gonna be stronger like a Mack truck, and I'm going to pull him out and have fun doing it. And we're going to get you free and get your mind right. Whenever he's able to hide, he'll hide. He'll lie. He will lie. It's your job to be strong enough in God, which is Jesus, to be able to withstand what he's throwing at you. And you better believe, people, he's going to try to get in you. He's going to try his best to get in you. But as long as you're protected by the Lord, you know, he can't get in you. And I've asked the devil himself, the devil, which is Satan, I don't allow him to use the name Lucifer in my presence, because he lost that name when he was kicked out of heaven. That was his heavenly name. He's the devil, Satan, the adversary, the evil one. And I asked him, how is it that he's able to manipulate these people like this, and why doesn't he do it? And he told me he wanted to be God. I said, well, that ain't never going to happen. And he's deceived a lot of people into thinking certain things. And it's not so, it's him. But as I said, I've only not really met anyone like myself. I've, you know, heard some, and maybe saw one or two on YouTube. But to work at it at this degree is, you know, very different. I've learned so much. Now I know why I went through certain things when I was younger. It was him. And you can't beat him with physical force. It has to be spiritual. And that spiritual thing that you're going through with the devil, you're not going to beat him without Jesus. He's going to tear you apart. And that only that name can he be beat in. And he will mess your life up. It'll have you in poverty. It'll look like you will never get out of poverty. In a situation you'll be in when that devil comes, his job is to kill you, and he will. Now, Matthew says in 12th chapter, 43rd to the 45th verse, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through a dry place to seek and rest and findeth none. When he comes out, you're going to have to send him to the pit. When he comes out, I send him to the pit. He has to go to the pit of hell, and he's there. He's going to tell the rest of them, hey, who got you? Bishop Johnson got me. Got me too. I've cast out over 10,000 demons over my life. The last 10 years I've been doing it. Over 10,000 demons or more, probably more, because some cases people have anywhere from 10 to 20 different demons in their body. And that would also cause you to have something called sleep apnea, which that's what man calls it, but it's really a demon spirit. You can take all the pills you want until that thing is gone. You ain't going to get no sleep. I do this every week. Where people can't get no sleep, and I cast it out, and it's gone. Or I have a blanket people on to my website, www.propheticcounselofgodministries.com, and just click through there, and you'll find it. I have a blanket, which is called the Garment of Jesus, which I send people all over. world. You sleep with this blanket. You sleep like a newborn baby. I mean, you're not going to wake up. You're going to sleep. And what it does is it pulls demons out. I mean, I don't even have to be there. You sleep with it, they're going to come out. You know, the word says, greater works you shall do than I. So that blanket has done wonders. And where I got that name for the blanket is, if you ever read the word, the woman in the Bible that had an issue of blood, long story short, she said, if I just may touch his garment, I know I'll be healed, or his clothing, according to what Bible you're reading. And, you know, everything he did, we want to do. So that garment, that blanket, and, you know, I pray for it, and it's his garment. Lord, bless it so your people can sleep. And I have had a lot of success with it. I've been using it for years. And people, they don't need their medicine no more. They're sleeping. They're sleeping. So the devil really is a weakling. The only way that you can't defeat him is if you have fear, false evidence appearing real. Other than that, it's really a game, but it's a serious game. And I would tell you once again, kind of like if you're on television, people don't do this at home. Well, don't deal with this stuff if you're not called to do it, because you can't get possessed. And he'll get in you and try to make you kill yourself. And those movies that they make, The Exorcist and Emily Rose and all this stuff, man, only about 20% of that stuff is true. Don't believe it. Don't believe the hype. You know, I tell Satan all the time, man, this ain't Hollywood. You don't win here. Folks don't jump out the window around here and kill themselves or tell you to jump in around here. No, that's not true, people. It's fiction. It's Hollywood. Hollywood selling tickets, you know? It's not true. He can't do all those things, neck turn around, 360-degree turn. But I have seen some necks turn, but it didn't go no 360. Don't believe Hollywood. They're selling tickets. Trust me. Believe me. They're real experts. And this is very simple. I can laugh about it. But it was a tough journey to get here, okay? It was not an easy journey. I'm laughing now because I've gotten past the school of the hard knocks. Trust me. It wasn't that easy when I got here. Now, 2 Peter says, 2:4, well, God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Yes, demons are fallen angels. They are fallen angels. I'm going to blow your mind a little bit for those of you, a lot of you don't know. If you ever asked yourself a question of how do demons multiply, that's not, you know, it's not something logical. We really ask ourselves, how do demons multiply? I'm going to tell you how they multiply. They multiply just like we do in the flesh through a woman's womb. Yes, they do. Now, I'm going to ask a question, and you're listening. Many of you out there probably had a dream that you were with someone in your dream, okay, you know, in a certain way. And you don't know why you had that dream. You don't know why you were having that dream, or you might be married or whatever. That's a spirit called incubus and succubus. You're being raped in your dream spiritually. And what he's trying to do is impregnate you with a demon child. And, hey, sooner or later, the more you have the dream, you're going to have a dream that you had a baby or a friend had a baby. And what happens is, when that happens, you birth a demon child in the spirit realm because he impregnated you through that dream. Not just because you had one dream that happened, but you'll have that dream over and over, time to time. And you'll probably get like a kicking and moving around in your stomach, kind of like you're going to feel like you're pregnant. You're going to feel like you're pregnant, like a real pregnancy, but it's not going to be no flesh child in there. It's going to be a spiritual child. You go to the doctor. I mean, I hear these stories every week. Prophet, something's wrong with me. Something's kicking and moving in my stomach like I'm pregnant. And then I ask him the question, have you had a dream that you were with someone in your dream? Yes. And they all say the same thing. See, this is deeper than you know. That's why Ephesians 6:12 says, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, wickedness, and high places. Okay? That's what's going on. And he doesn't want you to believe it. And by the way, my first found that out, I was shocked too, because it wasn't something that I logically would think about, how do demons multiply. But of course, because I'm a demonologist, I study demons. You know, I cast them down, tear them out, and just send them back to the pit of hell. But this is what they're doing. I mean, I did a YouTube on it. So if you go to my website, go under Master Prophet James T. Johnson, and look at all my YouTube videos. I think I got nearly 300 videos on. And you can read the titles and topics so you'll know what you're watching. When I first heard this, I was in a shocking, you know, moment. I'm like, oh, God, are you serious? And that's how he gets in and multiplies through women. And I dealt with a woman one time in service. When I touched her, she fell out. And when she fell, her stomach went up real high, and then it popped back down. And I said, out in the name of Jesus, I fought this child right now. And, you know, it came out, and she passed out. And she said that she always felt she was pregnant. Something was moving in her stomach. She didn't know. So there's a lot of things going on around Satan's getting in that the Bible is not telling us word for word. You know, that's why he says that how can he hear without a preacher? You have not because you ask not. So I thought I asked the devil all these questions, and I got the answers. And most people ain't going to sit there and talk to the devil. Well, this is my job. I mean, I don't have no fear of it. It can't touch me. So I probably sleep better than a lot of you that are listening. I'm sure I do. I'm not disturbed at all. I have great peace in my life, and as you should. And if you don't have great peace, you need to contact me. Something's wrong with you, these aspects of what I'm talking about, or anything else, you need to call me. You know, I'm going to be on the air every other week. We're going to be talking about a whole lot of different supernatural stuff that's going to blow your mind. And Satan anticipates that you don't believe me. But the video, you know, it shows a lot. And I have a lot of private videos that you're not going to see because people pay for private. You know, I definitely can't put that on YouTube. It's private. You'd be surprised how many of these famous and rich folks call my phone because they're possessed. And they want to get it out, okay, because it's torturing their lives. You can't live no free life. You torture something, telling you to kill your kids, something telling you to do this and do that, and take a knife and cut up folks. Hey, you ain't got no peace. You can't go to church because something is growling through you. Now, back to the topic at hand. A lot of you got kicking and moving going on in your stomach. You don't know why. You may have thought you were pregnant, and you were not. And something's kicking and moving in your stomach. And that's what's going on. You've been impregnated by the devil. And it sounds stupid, but it's real. And every case that came to me, we got them straight. That kicking and moving stopped. And them dreams stopped. Okay? You got to live a Christian life. You got to live a straight life. If you don't live this straight life, you're going to wish that you had them. It's no game. And that's why the show is called The Supernatural. You'll learn some things. Hear some things you ain't never heard. But once again, you have my number. You can call me, 601-606-4876. You can give me a call. For those of you, once again, that want to call in and ask questions, 888-429-5471. Okay? Now, it says in Mark 9:29, and he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Sure, I do prayer and fasting for certain demons that are in there that I can't get out unless I go through that process of the fasting. I'm always praying. I'm probably more praying than fasting, but I'm fasting every week as well in case I run into something that requires me to be able to have that fasting. It's just like certain training you can have to get a certain certificate. This is a certain thing you got to have in regards of fasting to get out certain demons. And I spoke with the demon that told me he warred against Michael in the heavens. And I said, well, you lost there and you losing here. So you just are losing all the way around. And I mean, he just, or talk about the new Jerusalem and all the kind of stuff. And I'm like, look, man, I don't want to hear that. You got to come out this boy's body. You're taking it over. So most people are afraid of this, and I understand. Just leave it to me. You, If you stay scared, I'll stay prayed up. Leave it to me. I've been called for this. This is my destiny. You know, it definitely, it's not by chance, it's by choice. It chose me and I chose it back. I quite enjoy it. A lot of you've dabbled into some witchcraft. You've gotten demon possessed through witchcraft, or your mother did it, your grandmother did it. And this spirit goes up the bloodline and you're messed up. You wonder why your money, you're broke all the time. You're working two or three jobs, or you got a master's and a doctorate and you ain't got no money. You ain't got no money. There's a curse in your bloodline. Satan got in there and stole your money. I mean, I cast a demon out of a girl once, and the whole family was educated. You know, all kind of degrees, and nobody got no money. All they money on the bills or whatever else. And we know in this country, you get a certain education, you make a certain dollar amount. And this, by the way, this is a beautiful country to live in, only country I'm going to live in. America, beautiful country. Our freedom is unbeatable until you break the law. The demon said he got in 1825. This is during slavery time. And he said that their great-great-great-great-grandfather stole a quarter, 25 cents from the master. And that's how the poverty curse started. So the Bible tells you bond or free, you to obey the word of God. So no matter if he's in slavery or free, he broke the word that it said, "Thou shalt not steal." He stole. I don't care if he was trying to escape. He stole. He sinned. And it caused a financial bloodline curse from 1825 up to 2014 until I broke that curse and cast that spirit and the curse out of that bloodline. I mean, the demon even called their great-great-grandfather's name. I mean, you can actually go back and research these people if you can find them in some form of record. It's according to how far it went back. And definitely, he's going to tell it. So many things have happened in your life, and it sounds crazy. And trust me, people, if I had not heard it for myself, if somebody would just tell me this, I wouldn't believe it. But I do this every day. And we perish because of lack of knowledge. The word of God says that. And people like myself, I'm the finger of God, which Jesus is the hand, I'm the finger. And the Lord God is almighty. Wherever he points me, I go. Okay? And if you're demon-possessed, you need to be calling me so your life can get on track, or your kids demon-possessed. You know, we're going to have many, many topics about certain things. Trust me, it's going to blow your mind. But I do this every day, through Skype or in person. People calling all over the world. They're possessed. I travel. I mean, I do personal, private deliverances. And, hey, it's all safe. It's normal. It's normal on my end. But when you live in a life, come on now, and it's just disrupted. It's terrible. You know, I talked with some people out of California one time. Their mother was 40-something years old, and demon jumped in her, you know, took her over and lost her mind. And their mom, she's in one of them homes. And the uncle, he didn't believe it. And so they just kept her in the home on all the medicine. And I said, man, I can tell you what she's doing. She ain't sleeping. She in and out of her mind. She don't. And she's telling them, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. And the only thing they know to do is give us some medicine. That's not going to work, man. It's not going to work. You have to use the sword, the word of God, against this demon spirit. And people, he's anticipating you don't. You don't believe me. You don't listen to me. And basically, I care if you do. I care if you listen to me. I care if you try me. I care. You know, I care. Because if your life is messed up through witchcraft, demon spirit getting in your body, it's not sane, but it's real. It's biblical. It's biblical. And God has put people in place here to help you, just like he did with the 12 disciples. They went out, cast out demons in the name of Jesus. This thing is real. And most pastors and churches, they don't know nothing about this. All they read is in the Bible, so they can't do anything. I've heard the devil tell people. I've been to certain services and seen them, and he told them, I ain't got to do nothing you say. You ain't got no power. And at the same time, he's looking at me. But I don't get out of place unless I'm, you know, I can't just come to another man's house and take over unless I ask permission or he or she gives me permission. And a lot of these people casting out devils don't know what they're doing. And if you don't know what you're doing, don't be fooling with this thing. And sometimes you can have a church service and that thing comes up. And most pastors are not even trained in it. They don't even know what to do. I have training classes that I teach to teach people what to look for in demon possession and how to handle this thing. If not, you ain't going to know. It's just like going to college to be a doctor or a lawyer. Somebody got to have a class to teach you. You know, sure, it's years of it, but it's going to take years. But so you can identify and learn how to kick this thing out of your life or your children's. I deal with so many people that kids are possessed, teenage children possessed, talking unknown languages, things speaking through them. You just have no idea what's going on. Normal 1 minute, next minute, gone. Or demons can make you pass out. You got a problem. You're going to the doctor. You're passing out. You don't know why you're passing out. There's a devil behind that door. There is a devil behind that door. Now, it's 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. People, he's after you. He's after you tremendously. Don't allow him, if he gets in, to take your life, to take you down, out, and under where you can't get up, okay? Now, I've also cast demons out of people. The devil said he got in through them watching scary movies, okay? Watching scary movies, you can. There's a 50-50 chance now. I ain't saying because you watch a scary movie, you're going to get possessed. That's not true. There's a 50-50 chance, people, that he's going to get in through you watching scary movies, those demons and movies and witchcraft movies and horror movies. I've cast out a demon called Horror. How'd you get in? What's your name? Horror. How'd you get in? Through horror movie. And some of this stuff, people, trust me, it's crazy. But it's true. And it's definitely true that he can get in through you watching a scary movie. And a lot of you that watch scary movies, you felt funny afterwards. You felt indifferent. You were scared to go to sleep, and you might have felt like you were burning or felt weird. He got in you some kind of way. He got in you. Oh, you want to laugh at that stuff that ain't funny, and it's not even you. I'm slapping through you. Okay? First thing the devil does most of the time, when I say, who are you, he just start laughing. And I'm like, okay, I haven't heard that before. Now, give me your name. And he'll say something stupid like, you know who I am. Every time he says that, it's always the devil himself. Now, there are other demons in the body, schizophrenia, depression, bipolar, rape, murder, rage, all different names. Any crime you can name, that's his name. You know, that's him. They have different demon spirits, and that's their names. That's their names. Okay? And as I said, go ahead and deny it. Deny it if you want. I pray you don't. But a lot of you are demon possessed. Some of you know it. Some of you don't know it. I've cast many demons out of pastors. Pastor wives. Oh, yeah. Prophets. Bishops. I've cast demons out of them. Oh, yeah. And they know something wrong. That's why they call my phone. They know something wrong. And they up in there laying hands on people. And I've heard the devil say he got in people through the pastor. Laying hands on them. Because the pastor was in sin. I got in. Oh, yeah. And by the way, nobody touches me, period. So don't even try it. If I go to your church service, you'll never touch me, ever. Well, that's probably not going to happen because nobody invites me to the church. They're scared because they know that the pastor, he may come up. Just by me preaching, people get sick, start throwing up. I have to run out of the service. Or they just say, I don't like him. This is an everyday thing for me. It's normal. It's very, very normal. For me, there's some changes I had to adjust, you know, in my life, but I finally got those adjustments made. They were a bit different, but I got them made because of what I do. You know, I'm never alone with anybody, ever. I've seen it. Well, I've been alone with people. He just started talking. I'm going to kill him. You can't get me out. I mean, it's crazy, you know. So don't let Satan have your life, people, nor your children's. A lot of you listen to this stuff. I ain't had nobody to call in because you're taking this stuff in. You're taking it in. And you're like, what is he talking about? The truth. At least I can identify myself of whom I'm talking about. Number one, Jesus is Lord. And number two, the devil is the created, not the creator. Once you defeat the devil, people, everything else is mediocre. Y'all had witches try to cast spells on me, warlocks, voodoo priests. None of it works. Not against me. None of it. And we're going to get a subject later on as I'm on this show, as we go about voodoo priests and all these other things, how they die and jump bodies. We're going to have a whole subject. You're going to find out a whole lot of stuff you didn't know that's going on. When I found that out, I was like, what? But proof. The Bible says proof of all things. Proof. It's like, that's how you get indicted, through proof. But I told you that I'm the DA to the devil. I sent him to hell. And you better believe he hates me. You better, I hate him too. He's the only thing I can hate and get away with it with Jesus. Because everybody else I love. And if you ain't got love in your heart, then you have a demon of hatred. And we know there's a lot of that when we're through this country. And it's only demon spirits. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. You can see it how you want to see it. Once you learn the truth, it'll set you free. Get your mind right. People, if you hate somebody, you have a devil. You need your life straightened out. Because you can't live properly hating people. There's too much energy being pulled to hate. You need to love everybody. If there's no love in your heart, then you have a problem. That's one of the reasons people steal, kill, murder, destroy, because they have something in them that had them to do it. You got more people in jail now for white collar crimes than anything. Stealing money. Stealing in jail. Well, I just didn't know why I did it. I did it. I don't know why I did it. You're a devil, brother. For the love of money is the root of all evil, for the love of it. If you love it more than Jesus, you got a problem. You got a problem. It's a demon spirit. You got to have a balance. Deuteronomy 8:18, he gives the power to get the wealth, not you. That's the only reason you get caught stealing, because you're trying to do it yourself. It's a devil. Okay? Now, Mark 3:11, and unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. The devil recognized Christ, the Christ in you as well. The devil also knows what level you're on as well, spiritually. He can feel the power. Huh? Do you know that God, which is Jesus, I iterate that a lot so you can be very specific about knowing who I serve. Jesus lets the devil know your purpose in life before you're born. And Satan's job is to stop you. Huh? A lot of folks don't know that. The Lord can't get no glory if it ain't no trouble. Trouble has to show up in your life so he can show his power so you can know who freed you through your trial and tribulation. You may cry, weep overnight, but joy comes in the morning only through his power. So if you think you can dodge trouble, sorry. Sorry, you got to go through something. So his power, you say, oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, I was praying. Oh, God, help me. He going to show up sooner or later. As the older people say, he might not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Always on time. He's never late, people. Don't let Satan fool you. Don't let him take your life. demons are real. Matter of fact, I wrote a book on it. Demons are real. Depression, demon spirit. Anxiety, demon spirit. Yes, it is. And some of you, you can see the demons in the folks' eyes. They say, ooh, they look scary. Something in them, something in their eyes. Their eyes don't look like. See, the eyes tell all. Something don't look right with them. People, television and these video games have possessed so many people and children. I've cast demons out of children playing that Xbox, that Noraton, whatever you call it, and whatever else they play on the Xbox. Demon spirit talking through them. I said, who are you? And he'll tell me the name of the little thing that they were playing on the video game. Little kids playing the Ouija board, getting demon possessed. And then you got to call the Ghostbuster. That's me. And I'm going to question him, and then I'm going to hurt him. I'm going to send him to the pit of hell. And a lot of you didn't know that little fun video game, that Xbox, that PlayStation, whatever else you buying them. Be careful what games you buy them. Because that old Noritar, whatever evil-looking stuff on there, that's jumping in your children. It's a 50-50 chance. I ain't saying because they're playing and getting them. No, that's not true. I'm saying it's a 50-50 chance. When those doors open, he's going to get in. Huh? You eat candy long enough, you're going to get a rotten tooth. Huh? Oh, yeah. Drink too much water, you got to go to the bathroom. Eat too much for a lady, you got to use the bathroom. Drive the car long enough, going to run out of gas. Sooner or later. And you know it. Well, you're listening. You're listening. Once again, any questions, 888-429-5471. Or, got any questions when I get off this line, call me, 601-606-4876. Or just text me. Either or. Get yourself together. Get your life right. Get yourself together. Okay? Don't let him have your children. Don't let him have your soul. Because he'll try to kill you. And he's killing people, too. I do this all the time. All the time. The devil is not your friend, people. Don't let him deceive you into believing a lot of stuff you hear from people who don't know nothing about what they're saying. If they're, I'm going to tell you this. He's possessed a lot of people through their beliefs as well. How'd you get in? Through this, through that, certain beliefs. Are you serious? Yes. I said, wow, ain't you something? I called the devil Chucky. You know, Chucky, you know, Chucky in the movie, he wanna kill everybody. I call him Chucky. And I've even seen the devil marry people in the spirit realm. I mean, we're not gonna get on that topic right now. That's another subject. Demons are real people, and they are in 95% of the people in their bodies, brother. You can say there's a bunch of mess if you want to. I don't care what you say. But I guarantee you, 5 minutes with me, and I'm saying, who are you? Something's going to come up. Something's going to come up, or you're going to pass out. I do it every day. Okay? When I first started this, I didn't know what was going on. Then I figured it out. Oh, God, the Lord is freeing his people. And he always have sent people like me. It don't matter the circumstances. It doesn't matter the circumstances at all. The Lord, Jesus, is going to free his people. If you have any demon possession problems, call me, as I told you, Bishop Johnson. Call me at 601-606-4876. Text me or visit me on the web. Send me an email, www.prophetichouseofgodministries.com. Look at the videos on YouTube of the Master Prophet, James T. Johnson. And get your life free. Don't let him have your life. Well, I will be back on the 28th of this month. I thank you for listening. Any questions, please call me so we can get your life back on track so you can be free. In the name of Jesus. So you can be free. Tell all your friends that you heard me this afternoon to get your life straight. God bless.